Hey, Weenie, how are you doing?
Well, I need you to put my mind at ease.
Please tell me, how can I help you?
Am I talking to Steve?
Yep, this is Steve.
When I saw the $4,500 charge from a company called Codex Lab, and the person at the head office, the corporate office, answered the phone, "Hello?
I'm here."
Why did I not get a corporate office with a business-sounding response? It made me very nervous and very uncomfortable. I also don't understand why Penguin Book Writers hides under the name Codex Lab, Inc. It just, the whole picture unnerved me.
Brittany, I got your point. I have also sent you an email. Have you read it by any chance?
No, I've been in a meeting until this second.
All right, no worries. So the thing is, the Codex Lab is our payment, one of our payment merchants, and a merchant account is a type of business bank account that allows a business to accept or process electronic payment card transactions, and we use Codex Lab, Inc. as our payment merchant. That's why it is charged under that name.
And why did she answer the phone, hello?
I'm not sure
which number
you have
called. It just doesn't
sound
like a corporate office to me at all.
I'm really sorry about this. Can you please tell me which number you have called?
I have to go on to the... She said we are the corporate office. And I said, but you just answered the phone, hello.
I'm really sorry about that.
But
can you please just confirm me the phone number?
It was this Illinois number, 713 was the start of it. And it was in Illinois.
713, starting with 713, an Illinois number.
Do you want me to go look it up? I don't know how this will make a difference, but it's the number that went on the credit card for the charge. I'm just a bit unnerved. It felt so unprofessional and uncorporate.
I'm really sorry about that you were not informed beforehand. But it is just one of our payment merchants, and I'm confirming you that the payment was made by us, and Codex Lab, Inc. is one of the payment merchants that we use for all the transactions.
So if you and I run into any problems, am I going through Codex Lab, or am I going to you?
No, you will be coming to us. Because it is one of our payment merchants. You are directly dealing with us.
It just doesn't sound to me like a corporate office, a headquarters corporate office answers the phone, hello. Just like a residence. It was like I was calling a residence.
Arvini, I'm really not sure which number you have called. Can you please give me the number so I can get it checked?
All right, hold on.
Sure.
Have you on speaker?
Mm-hmm.
I will go over to the statement now. Okay, it was for in. Okay, here we go. It says it's Codex Lab Inc. The money was taken on May the 15th. The phone number I called was 773-541-1600, and it's in Illinois. A woman answered the phone, and she said, "Hello."
All right,
Like
Trini.
I was
I
calling.
have noted down the number. Yeah, let me. So yeah, let me just confirm you that the payment was charged by us. It is one of our payment merchants, and I have noted down the number. Let me investigate this issue, and if you want, I can ask the finance team to give you a call and provide you more clarification.
Okay, but with me on the call, why don't you call the number right now? Call it with me on the line.
Like, I cannot dial another number right now.
Why not? Well, I can. I can dial another number. Would you like me to?
Sure, just give me 1 minute here. Rini, you there?
I am.
I'm really sorry to keep you waiting. So I just had a discussion with finance right now, and I'm transferring your call to the finance. And she just had a discussion with the merchant, so she will give you more clarification on this. Okay?
Well, okay, but I am highly uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable with how long you and I have taken just to get this far when we only have 6 months to pull this project off. I'm uncomfortable with hearing that I've paid Codex Lab Inc. $4,500. I'm uncomfortable with the hello answer. I've got a discomfort about our whole agreement.
Rini, I'm really sorry about the confusion. Let me just transfer your call to finance and they will guide you further.
Why did you not want me to call her? I said I would offer to call her with you on the line. Why did you not want me to do that?
Let me just transfer your call. And while being on call with the finance team, you can call her. That's not going to be a problem.
You understand my discomfort, Steve?
I do understand. That's why I'm just transferring your call to finance.
Okay.
All right, just give me a
This
minute.
isn't putting me at ease at all, but let's give this a try.
Thank you very much for being online. Is this Rini? Hello?
Yes, it's me. Correct.
Hi, Rini. It's Samantha Hayes. We had a word before. I am from the compliance department, and your case was forwarded to me just right now in regards to the merchant. So, what is the issue?
I think Steve should have stayed on this call because he transferred me to you. I think we ought to get Steve call to tell you why he transferred me to you. I'm getting more uncomfortable by the moment.
Okay. The reason why I took the call, Rennie, it's because when you signed up with us, I was the person you spoke to. All right. Secondly, what Steve has just confirmed, it's that you reached out to a merchant. You were concerned about what exactly Codex Lab is, and we actually received a notification from the merchant as well. Let me explain what a merchant is, and that's basically a private third party that is being used. Their services are being utilized by us. It has nothing to do with you. See, once you made the payment, we provided you a paid invoice, and we confirmed that the amount was reflected by us. The reason why we use the facilitators, it's because of the heavier cash flow. The incoming and the outgoing, it is not a small amount. Of course, you can understand that it's a business, so it's working on a larger scale. And in order to facilitate that and in order to avoid any other problems in terms of payments and refunds, what happens is that we use a third-party private merchant. Now, they don't have any association or any type of interference in the nature of our business. The only thing that they do in the middle is that they are being utilized as a bank for us. That's it.
So
So I'm not sure what exactly the problem is. Yeah, go ahead.
company is a business, a bank, correct?
Yeah, think of it like this. It's a bank account, and that's our bank account. You transfer the amount, to us. See, you speak to someone at our company, we and you're ready to place the order with us. What happens is that we provide you the details of our bank or our bank account, just like how anybody else does. For example, if you need someone to transfer you the amount, you're going to provide your bank details. Similar to that, we provide our details, and that is a merchant. It's not a bank account. That's a slight difference, just because the business that we are operating, it's on a larger scale. That's all there is. Now, what happens is that once you make the payment and the amount is reflected on the merchant, we get a confirmation because that is like a deposit box for us. And then we provide you a paid invoice in return. They don't have any interference in the business or the services that we are providing for you. That's all that their job is. That's the only job description that they have in the entire process.
I think Steve should have stayed on this call. Did he tell you why he was referring me to you? Did he explain it? What did
he
tell you?
Yeah,
he
told me that this was because of the merchant issue.
You're telling me that I'm calling a bank. You tell me that this number I called on the credit card was a corporate office or a bank. Is that correct?
It's a private business. Yes, it's a private business that provides services in order to facilitate transactions for multiple other businesses. Think of it that way.
If it is a business, should it not be answered as if it were a business, like a business would answer the phone?
Okay, and what do you mean by that?
He answered, hello.
Okay, and that is what's making you skeptical?
That's one of the things making me skeptical.
Okay, well, let me tell you a scenario. We had, in the last month, we actually hired almost 20 to 25 internees, and since they were new, when they came on the floor, there was a phone ringing, and somebody randomly answered the phone. They didn't know the pitch or the script properly. Like, for example, if I answer the call, I'm like, thank you so much for calling Penguin Book Writers. This is Samantha Hayes. How may I help you? That's how I take my introductory call. And that's how calls are usually answered in any official business, right? You'll agree with me on that. Now, that attorney did not know or did not understand or got confused. I don't know for XYZ reason. They just randomly answered, and they were like, hello, how may I help? That's it.
Nothing else. Didn't even say help. It was just like I was calling a private person at their home.
Okay. It sounds weird.
Hello.
Yeah. It is very weird, and I'm going to investigate that further, but I assure you that they have no interference in the business, nothing at all. And in the first place, you know, how it works between us and them, they do not want to actually interact with any customers. They don't have any interaction with any of our customers because that's not their part. It's a B2B relationship that we have with them. So they are not obliged to actually cater to our clients. But you're right, that sounded a bit weird to you. Maybe somebody answered the phone from their home as well. I mean, they could be at home too, the number that is there, all right? And I will get to the bottom of this, but I cannot hold them liable or accountable to entertain you on behalf of us. Try and understand my point too. They are just there to facilitate our payments and transactions. Now, I cannot go to them and say that, no, you know what, if our customers call, you need to entertain them or you need to talk to them in a professional manner. Of course, I'm going to go ahead and raise this concern or complaint in writing, but that is all that I can do because it's not their duty to provide customer support to our customers. You understand what I'm saying? This service, the nature of the service, it's just to facilitate transactions on a larger scale. That's all there is. Now, if I'm going to ask them or question them that why exactly did whatever happened in your situation, now I can go ahead and talk to them and tell them that, you know what, somebody very unprofessional answered the phone, and that's what made my client skeptical. They're going to tell me they're not obliged to entertain the customer, our customers. Because if that was the case, then your entire business or your entire communication would have been directly with them. There's no point of us being here for you. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Then it would, well, and what I want you to know,
mm-hmm.
that's the phone number that they put to call if you had any questions on my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
If they had any questions, this is the number that they give out to call. I
mm-hmm.
called that number. It seems to me they should put a number that is expected to receive calls when you put it
mm-hmm.
on the credit card.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually, Rini, you know what we do is that we have multiple merchants, okay? Let me explain that to you as well. We have two or three merchants, active merchants. Again, think of it like three different boxes. One of them is called Codex Lab, the other one is called TechTier, and the other one is called MK Affiliates. Now, these are three separate boxes, okay, and three separate private service providers that we have for our payment transactions. Now, whenever we take a payment from a customer, we tell the customer the name of the merchant that's going to appear on the bank statement. And once we do that, then you know that you don't need to go through your credit card statement and call that number or inquire about it. You would already know that Codex Lab, all right, it's Penguin Book Writers, so I have to talk to Penguin Book Writers. I feel that in your situation, nobody confirmed this to you in the first place when you placed the order. Am I correct?
What was your question?
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm saying that when you paid the amount to us, did anybody confirm that this amount that you've made, you've paid to us, it's appearing as Codex Lab on your bank statement, or it will appear under Codex Lab, and that is us? Did anybody tell you about this?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Exactly, and that is what caused the entire problem. Otherwise,
well,
if you would have known that it's Codex Lab is... I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that I'm getting uncomfortable, and this isn't the only reason.
Okay.
I entered into an agreement with your company on May the 13th,
mm-hmm.
a little over a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
We have taken more than a month when I only have 6 months. Our contract is only for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
We've used up more than a month just to almost be ready to begin.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't yet begun. That makes me uncomfortable. Why have we taken over a month just to get ready to go? There's something unusual. I'm tempted to say unprofessional about what I'm experiencing.
Mm-hmm. I understand. At this point of time, you're feeling extremely skeptical, and you're on the edge. I completely understand, and I relate to what exactly you're going through because of this entire situation with the merchant. In order to answer your question for the progress on the project, let me explain what happens. For example, if you take a 6 month marketing campaign from us, it takes almost 1 month for us to prepare the tools first. Understand that if you're taking 6 months marketing campaign, that means for 6 months we're going to have your campaign live. Right now, this entire month that you've spoken about, this is for the preparation of the campaign. In other words, your 6 months haven't yet started. We have to have all the tools ready in order to initiate the campaign. Otherwise, what's the point of having the campaign live maybe on the first or the second or the third day for that matter if we don't have the tools ready? See, we don't want to waste that time duration, all right? So in order to maximize the utilization of that time duration in which we are going to put the campaign live, where we will be spending paid budget on your project, we need to make sure that we have everything handy. it's like cooking, you know. It's a very vague and stupid example that I'm giving you, but let me just tell you. When I cook personally, I like to have everything ready on the side. So when I put the stove on, I'm not looking for things here and there or running around, you know, around the kitchen, looking for things and trying to find it. I like to have all my things on my counter, and that's when I put the stove on, because it makes sense. So when I need to put salt in, I know it's right there in front of me. Similar to that, marketing, the time duration for the paid campaign to be on, that's a very sensitive and critical period, because we are spending dollar amount on the advertisement, and we don't want to waste that. That's it. So, for example, if you're saying that why haven't we gone live, let me just share another scenario with you. Let's just say you signed up.
My question wasn't why haven't you gone live yet. My question was, if I only have 6 months, why have we used up over a month just getting ready? It just felt like it moved. If I write to Steve, it takes 4 days for Steve to get back to me. And my question is, I don't know how to provide you what you want, Steve. What is it exactly you need from me? 4 days mm-hmm. later, I haven't heard, so then I call again. It just mm-hmm. feels like it's dragging. Also, mm-hmm. when I was with Steve on the phone this morning, mm-hmm. I said, I'd like you to phone this number with me mm-hmm. on the line. And he says, I'm not able to do that. And I said, well, I can. I'll do it for us. And mm-hmm. he didn't really want me to do that.
Okay. All right. So how about we do this? How about we do
this?
Shall I do that? Should I have you on call? See, Steve is a project manager. He doesn't have the authority to call the merchant, inquire about all these things. I have the power to do that. Let me go ahead, talk to my team. If that makes you comfortable, I can go ahead and do that. But to be very honest, Rini, I know it's a very unfortunate situation, which is making you skeptical. But there's nothing there, to be very honest. It's just a private third party.
A lot of stuff to pay for what I've done.
I'm sorry?
$4,500 is a lot of money to
of
me.
Of course.
I'm nervous. I am nervous about this, the handling of all of this. But
how about
I didn't
this?
Offer, I didn't, when I asked Steve to call and he said he couldn't, I said, well, then I can do it. I'll be happy to do it and make the
mm-hmm.
call. He didn't want me to make that call.
That's because
so
Steve is just a project manager. He doesn't handle stuff like this. He spoke to you because he was asked to
stay on time while I call her and let him hear what kind
mm-hmm.
of an answer we get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He didn't
I'm understanding that. Mm-hmm.
It made me nervous that he didn't even want me to do that. And
right.
I'm from you. And you're a little bit more prepared to answer questions, but I'm not feeling relieved at all.
Well, then let's talk it out. That's the reason why I'm here, Rini. And the reason why I chose to be on this call particularly because you and I, when we had our initial conversation, it was a really good one. And we understood each other very clearly. That's the reason why I wanted to come over the phone and see what the issues are. See, Rini, at this point of time, let's cut to the chase. The amount that you've paid, we have no problem refunding that. But from what I can see, there is no apparent issue. I understand that Steve might have delayed responses, but I'm going to take responsibility of that from now onwards. And in order to refund you as well, there's no problem, no issue. Any questions that you have, any queries that you have, we are obliged to answer you for that because you came here for certain services from our end. So, of course, you have all the rights to question us. But what I'm trying to explain to you is that it's not a big deal, okay? It's not a very big deal. I know it seems like very sketchy. It seems very sketchy, and to be very honest with you, I'm a kind of a person who would get stuck on this too. I'm being very honest with you. If I was in your place, I would get stuck too. I will have a lot of questions too. But if someone is able to answer my questions, and if I get that instinct, to be very honest, Rini, I work on instinct and gut feeling as well. So if I feel a little bit comfortable, and if it's a win-win for me, I'm gonna go ahead with that. So at this point of time, what I suggest for you, Rini, is that I understand whatever happened was unfortunate. It wasn't good. It was very unprofessional. I'm going to take it up with the merchant and my superiors, and I'm going to see what's going on with that particular merchant and how come they have so many unprofessional people who don't even know how to answer a call properly. Because, of course, if we are listing down this number somewhere on your bank statement, then some of the clients ought to go there. And it doesn't make any sense for them to be so unprofessional. So I understand what you're trying to convey. On the other hand, what I can do for you at this point of time is that I can go ahead and handle this project personally. You give me 1 week, 10 days, not going to ask for a lot. I'm not asking you to wait for months. See how things go. See if there's a difference. Evaluate the progress. And then make your decision based on that. Fair enough. If you want a refund after 10 days, I'm going to go ahead and provide you that. Not an issue.
But you think, will we be live within 10 days?
I'm going to try my best, Rini. And to be very honest with you, Rini, I'm taking a huge risk. At this point of time, I haven't checked the progress of your project. But I'm going to do everything I can in my power to make sure that this feeling that you're having currently, it goes away. So if it means for me sitting in the office overtime, doing whatsoever, I'm going to make sure that I show you maximum progress in these 10 days. That sounds fair?
That sounds fair.
Perfect. Now, tell me something, Rini. Would you like regular updates via email in writing, or do you want me to call you every day? Whatever suits you, I'm going to do that.
I think progress reports in writing would be what I would normally expect.
I agree, too. And whenever you have any additional questions, anything whatsoever, you can reach out to me, and then we can have a quick chat over the phone. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Rini, for your time and patience, and I'm very sorry for this entire situation. It shouldn't have happened. Rest assured, I know that you are taking a leap of faith with me. I promise not to disappoint you. I'm saying that as a human being and not as a representative of the company.
I hear that, and I thank
you.
Okay.
All right. One last thing before we go. Yes. One last thing before we go, Rini. Have you disputed the payment, or have you notified your bank anything about it?
I did not.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Rini. And let me just go ahead and have a meeting with your marketing team, see what's going on, and I will be sending you an email today itself before day end. All right?
Perfect.
All right. Thank you so much once again, Rini. You take good care of yourself. Relax. Have a glass of water and enjoy your evening, okay? The world
Thank
is not
you.
Ending. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.